Thank you for tuning in to the She Words podcast. She Words are just myself, Felicia Ramsey, sharing with you what God is speaking to me through me as a woman. She Words are motivational messages on motherhood, marriage, and mentorship. Welcome to today's She Words podcast. Thank you for coming back and joining us for today's She Word. I am so excited that you are tuning in today and you are looking forward to learning more about educating this new generation. Are you a mother? Are you a grandmother? Are you a father? Are you a mentor? How did you handle e-learning in 2020? Some of you, your children are still doing e-learning, or they may be doing educational pods or on hybrid schedules. It's been very different lately. Education is different. The conversation today is going to talk about educating the next generation. Has your child said to you, "I don't want to go to college"? And how did you react to that? Maybe there were plans for your child to go into the military and they decided they didn't want to do that. How do we educate the next generation? Should education preserve the old school values, or should we adapt to these new students? How much time does your child spend on their iPad or on their smartphone? The Zoom meetings? Are your children spending more time watching their teacher on a screen as opposed to actual interaction? Touching a teacher? Oh, we probably don't do that anymore with social distancing. But today's podcast, I'm talking to myself during this podcast, and I want to share this conversation with you because I'm asking you this question. Should we preserve the old school values, or should we as parents, we as schools, adapt to the new students? Before I even get into the conversation, you can go to our Facebook page, She Words, and leave a comment or share how you feel about that question. Or you could go to Ask Alicia and you could email me at aramsey@gmailconsulting.com and answer the question, should education preserve the old school values, or should we adapt to the new students? In 2020, the United States and across the globe, schools were closed and students were transferred to immediate virtual learning platforms. Families were frustrated and wanted assistance on the best way to educate your children at home. Now, I know there are some people that are listening to me now. You have homeschooled your children for many years and you are successful at it. Accolades to you. Let me give you a hand clap right here because you were prepared for such a time as 2020 brought us. You knew that things were going to be different in the future, or maybe you homeschool because of religious beliefs. Some people homeschool because of the flexibility in the schedule. Some homeschool because they want more control over the curriculum. As we progress into the future, the traditional classroom, I must admit, must transform into a student-oriented, technology-rich, novelty-driven educational experience. Let me say that again. As we progress into the future, the traditional classroom must transform into a student-oriented, technology-rich, and novelty-driven educational experience. Students no longer will be carrying books. You remember those big history books and science books and biology, you know, the biology book was like 10 times. Chemistry books weighed like 10 pounds. And you had all of these books you used to carry in your book bag, or if you was, you know, cool like that, you didn't put them in a book bag, you carried your books. Now, kids have their books on Kindle, or they have iBooks. They don't carry books. They carry a computer. They carry a tablet. They carry a smartphone. Were you ready for that? Did you see the world changing like that? School districts must meet this generation of students and parents with educational options. I believe in school choice. I've always believed in school choice. I believe that you have to find the educational environment that works best for your child. I love neighborhood schools. I believe in neighborhood schools. What if your neighborhood school is not the best option for your child? Listen, grandmother. Listen, godmother. Listen, foster mother. Maybe online learning is the best option for your child. It is important for you to have a conversation with that child. It's important for you to look at their academic scores, look at their test scores, look at how they have done things in the past and where you want them to go in the future. Educational options are important. We as parents, listen closely, parents, we as parents need to support the intrinsic motivation of our students. We want them to be eternally motivated. And how do you help your child become eternally motivated? So I know the she word last week was on A Mommy Moment, and I was talking about seasons of parenting. And my she word this week is about educating this new generation. And how do you educate them? You educate them by helping them to understand how to be intrinsically motivated into success. They're not successful to please you, but they're successful to please themselves. I was told this by our daughter's teacher. We had a conference recently, and they said, yeah, we know that she does good when we tell her we're going to email home or we're going to call you, but we're trying to teach your daughter, who is 10. They're trying to teach my daughter how to be internally motivated. Now, I believe in structure. I believe in following instructions. I believe you don't go to school to play. You go to school to get your work done. So she knows if she's at school and she's not following the guidelines, the rules, the protocol, if she's not doing the things that she needs to do to get her work done successfully, putting her best effort forward. I'm the type of parent, my husband is as well. She does not have to get all A's. I would love for her to get all A's, but she does not have to get all A's. But she has to put her best foot forward. She has to do her best on her assignments. So if she does not do her best, or if she is not following the guidelines or protocol and they call home, she's going to see consequences for her action. So our daughter knows that. In fifth grade, I guess, things are where they want them to not just do things because they'll get in trouble at home or have consequences at home, but they want them to show success at school by being eternally motivated. Whatever. Okay, I have to embrace these new school values too. So that's where I'm old school. And I've learned, all right, Alicia, you need to come up to the new century. It's 2021. Embrace eternal motivation for yourself and embrace internal motivation for your child. So parents, we have to support helping our children to become internally motivated. And how do we do that? I had to do the research on it, so I'm going to share that with you. How do we help this new generation become intrinsically motivated? By promoting autonomy, number one. Woo! You got to let them do things by themselves, even if they mess it up. I had a hard time with this, too. So if I teach her how to wash the dishes, and I show her multiple times how to wash the dishes, and she has a better way of how she feels she would like to wash the dishes, I am teaching her autonomy on how to do it independently. If she's saying, Mom, this is the way I like to do it, oh, and she's good for that, I would always say, but this is the way I need you to do it. I've had to learn that if I want her to have this motivation on her own to do certain things, even, oh, let me give this example. This is a real good one. So we were having this conversation about her room and how she needed to clean her room, and I found out it was unsuccessful, and I was frustrated. She was frustrated, and she was on punishment. Like, nothing was working. None of my consequences were working. But do you know, when I let her arrange her room in a way that makes no sense to me, but she loves it, her room looks amazing. She needed that autonomy. That's how she was intrinsically motivated. Okay, if it works, let's go with it. So in order for us to get our children to be motivated intrinsically, we have to, one, promote autonomy. We have to promote competence, letting them know they are competent. You can do it, and you can do it successfully. You have the tools. You have the skills. You have the ability. And that is by giving them positive affirmations. I'm big on positive affirmations. I have positive affirmations all over our house. And they're all not, you know, biblical scriptures, but I have things like, you are great, you are awesome, have an awesome day, put a smile on your face, you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you, you are the sunshine of my life. You know, I just do my best to make sure our children know that they are competent and they can do it. So number one, promote autonomy. Number two, promote competence. And number three, promote relatability. Okay? Relate to them. Help them to understand. as I said earlier, okay, I can't relate to how you set this room up, but if it works for you, it works for me. In today's analytics, it incorporates that the learner has to be empowered and students have to be allowed to have personal input into refining their learning. They need a voice in their learning. They need to know that their voice matters in their learning. So we are talking about educating the next generation and how you as parents, or maybe you're an educator or you're a tutor and you're listening to this She Words podcast today. Tell me your thoughts. Put in your comments. Go to our She Words Facebook page, or you can email me for Ask Alicia at aramseyconsulting@gmail.com. So educating this next generation, you have to empower the students and you have to allow them to have their personal input. There are many educational institutions out there that are embracing this and being proactive. We have more online school platforms than ever before. Organizations, it is our opportunity if we want to be a part of the new educational movement, if we want to be a part of this new learning movement to help generate student success, you have to be digital. You have to offer some type of virtual educational support or virtual educational platform that causes parents, guardians, leaders, educators to want to be a part of your platform. You have the ability to market something unique and something new. It is not saying that you can't still have those old school goals like I have as far as being well-rounded as a student. I believe in extracurricular activities, you know, music, physical education, sports, theater, the arts. I believe in all of that. And I believe that children need all of that and deserve all of that. As a Christian, I stand on verses like Proverbs 17:6 that says, "Children's children are a crown to the aged, and parents are the pride of their children." Listen to that. Children's children are a crown to the aged. That means, you know, grandparents find such pride in their grandchildren, and parents are the pride of their children. You know, I know it is difficult to parent nowadays. Merging old school and new school, learning this new math. They don't have to write in cursive anymore. Whoever thought that this generation would not understand writing their signature? Well, that's because they're so used to doing everything in text messages and emails and with emojis. That's where we can incorporate some of our old school learning values and show them the importance of cursive and the importance of knowing how to write a paragraph to share their thoughts and how they feel about something. So we are talking about how to educate this new generation. Parents, grandparents, guardians, listen carefully. To give your children the educational support that they need, you are going to have to participate in those conference calls if the school has them, if the school gives virtual lectures, if they offer Zoom calls for different parenting skills. They may offer different type of parent groups for you to be a part of. It's going to be important for you to do that. It is really going to be important for you to understand as a parent that all education stakeholders are important in the learning of your child. And I say that in regards to school board elections are important. You need to know who is representing you as a parent on the board, who's making the decisions for your child's school. Your child goes to a private school, who's on the board for the private school? They go to a charter school, who's on that advisory board for the charter school? Who is helping to make the decisions for my child is important, and your vote counts. So make sure you participate in those elections. As a parent, it is also important for you to know the information about your child's school. What are their test scores? What's the diversity in their staff? What programs have they cut recently? What programs will be cut next year or offered next year? What type of virtual options are available in my district? Or what type of vouchers are available if I want to try to get my child in a private school? What type of transportation is available if I want to get my child in a charter school? Stop thinking short term in regard to your children's education, your grandchildren's education. Think long term. Where are we trying to go? As I look at educating my five-year-old, where is our goal? Is our goal college? Is our goal trade school? Is our goal the military? What is our goal? Think long-term and dream along with your child. Help them to dream so that they can continue to think about their future. It is important for you to understand that education has changed and we have to make the right changes to go along with it. Canton says this, we don't like change because it upsets the rules, practices, and norms we have gotten comfortable and familiar with. I talk about change so much and on my, you know, Instagram page, Lady Ramsey, I talk about it on Facebook because I am the type of person, just like some of you, I don't always like change, but I know change is necessary. Change is inevitable. It's going to happen. And I have to learn how to adapt to change and rapid change at times, how to adjust quickly to things that are changing in the world today. As a Christian, I look at the life of Jesus and I understand that he shares with us Luke 22:26, the greatest among you become like the youngest and the leader that the one serves. I shared this when I talked about being a Christian at work. I need for you to look at parenthood, motherhood, raising a child as a service that you are providing. I am nurturing this child. I am providing a service to this child. And I want to make sure that they are the best that they can be in every area of their life. And the way that I'm going to be able to do this is through the strength that I receive. I can't just look at how I was raised. I just can't look at how my parents did it. But I need to look at how I can do it better. Benjamin Franklin says this, an investment in knowledge always pays the best interest. Ching! I could drop the mic right there. An investment in knowledge always pays the best interest. So when you invest in your child's education, and it doesn't always have to be money, just your time in doing a lot of the things that I said earlier, allowing them to become motivated eternally, giving them autonomy, helping them to see that they are competent and being relatable. Do not be intimidated by their technology, but embrace their technology. Learn more about it. How can I use TikTok in their learning? How can I use YouTube in their learning? You know, a lot of the new things I've learned how to do in technology, I learned them on YouTube. You can do the same. Albert Einstein says, education is not the learning of facts, but the training of the mind to think. It's time for us to teach our young people how to think. And if we can't do it, we find the resources, the support system, and the people to help us do it. I need for you to make sure you tell someone, hey, I just listened to a podcast about educating the next generation. I want you to go take a listen to it. I know you're frustrated with your children right now and understanding all that's going on in the new way that they do things, but you are prepared for such a time as this. So I'm telling you today, as I close out this She Words podcast, what do you need to do to educate the next generation? Well, I'm glad you asked. As we close out today, remember that you need to prepare for what is coming, anticipate what is needed, use all the information, all the free information that you can receive, expect the unexpected, think long-term and short-term, dream and learn from those around you. Thank you again for supporting the She Words podcast. I look forward to sharing more information with you about motherhood, marriage, and mentorship. Thank you for joining me for today's She Words. If you enjoyed our time together, make sure you invite someone to tune in. Remember, God is love, and choose to let that love shine through you today. Have an amazing, make the most of this moment day.